Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC, with the Restaurant Guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. You are listening to the Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us on restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay. You sound like you're in a hurry.
No, I'm not. I got off the phone with Del DeGroff just recently, mm-hmm. who's a friend of ours who's a cocktailian. And he made an interesting point. You know, I don't know if people know this. Dale actually has a new book, and he's going to be coming on our show in the near future.
Yeah, in a few weeks we'll have Dale on the show.
It actually came out, the book came out just a month or so ago, but he's coming on next month, and he's actually going to do an event at the restaurant. But Dale has been called, quite rightly, I think, the father of the cocktail renaissance internationally. You know, he's the most renowned bartender in the world. But a lot of people don't know that when Dale came to New York, he came in the 60s, early 70s maybe, mm-hmm. and he caught the tail end of a jazz scene that doesn't exist today as it did back then. And he was talking in a recent article about cocktails. And in the cocktail world, there is an increasing preciosity to some places mm-hmm. in cocktails where the point is to go and focus on this intricate cocktail. And one of and Dale made a great point, I thought, when he said, you know, I think you're losing something there, because the point is to go have great cocktails and be in a place with a great barman or barwoman who facilitates the social interaction.
There. You're there not just to talk about cocktails, though it's okay to talk about cocktails a little bit while you're at a bar. But
it's
to make that the sole purpose of going to a cocktail bar.
It's not about the cocktail. I mean, it is about the cocktail.
Seems to take something away from the bar part of the cocktail bar.
And we were talking about this very topic. I went to Dale's 60th birthday party at the Belmont Racetrack last summer. And I said, you know, that really raises an issue, because we spend all this time working on cocktails. Yet we say don't take them too seriously. And, you know, it's funny. He said, well, Francis, you know, you're right. The guests shouldn't take the cocktails too seriously. It's my job.
It's our job to take them seriously.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, if you're hosting a party or you're doing something like that and you want to – and that, frankly, that's where I find most of my conversations are going. People want to be able to make a great cocktail at home, so they want to know how it's created. And that's where most of my conversations happen, though not all. I have to say, not all.
Well, but the thing is – and I don't want to disparage taking cocktails seriously, because, I mean, our patrons do, and that's great, and that's why they come to our place. But it's not just about the cocktail. And I was trying to express – you know, this is a sort of a nuanced thought, and Dale was saying that he likens it to the quiet-only policies in jazz bars in New mm-hmm. York that happened, that sort of came about in the late 70s, early 80s, and I didn't understand that. But evidently, when you used to go to a jazz club in the 60s, 50s, 40s, the musicians would sometimes be standing on the back bar on less than a stage. You could barely fit a stool up there, or sometimes they'd be on a stage, but the ethos and the etiquette was not necessarily that you had to be quiet when the jazz singer was singing, and that there's something to be said for that. I sort of like it. I am one of those guys who I go and hear a jazz singer saying, I don't want you talking.
Right, I want to listen to the jazz.
And that's the ethos of it is now. But he said,
but
you know,
the question is, okay, there's two different. Those are two different things, and this is what,
one's
this
a
is,
concert and one's a.
One's a concert and one's going to a smoky jazz club,
yeah.
which isn't smoky anymore.
Right.
But one's going to a jazz club, one's going to a concert, and to me, those are two different evenings.
But today a jazz club is, you know, most jazz clubs have quiet only policies and a hefty cover at the door. I mean, you know, thank God that live jazz is still alive, and in whatever form it's alive, you know, we're happy to have it. But he said, you know, the jazz clubs were a much more lively place when the singer was really awesome. Slowly the room would quiet down as people realized there was something special happening on the stage. And if the singer was very good, there was a certain amount of conversation and a certain amount of music. And if you wanted to hear it, you got up closer. And there was a certain liveliness to that whole thing. And I thought that was a pretty good way to look at cocktails and how we treat cocktails and culture. And it was an interesting insight to me on the connection between jazz and cocktail culture, because they're inextricably linked. I mean, the jazz age and the cocktail age and the golden age of the cocktail are the same. And for those of you out there in listener land who don't know, on New Year's Eve, we are going to have the third, for the third year in a row, we're producing, Restaurant Guys are producing a jazz concert with our favorite jazz singer, Jackie Naylor.
Who we're going to talk to in just a minute.
On restaurantguysradio.com. The Feluga family at the Livio Feluga Winery are masters of modern winemaking, rooted deeply in Italian tradition. Founder and patriarch Livio Feluga has been counted among the seven most influential Italian winemakers in the last 100 years. Feluga wines offer a world of adventurous choices. Have you ever had a wonderful Ribolla Gialla or a Picolite? Feluga makes red wines like Verdigo, which is Cabernet and Merlot, or Sasso, which is made with the Italian grapes Refosco and Pignolo. Start with Pinot Grigio, the way it's supposed to be, and then, through the efforts of Livio Feluga, take a tour of Friuli, glass by glass, sip by sip. Ask for Livio Feluga wines at your local wine shop, or look for them online. Tell them you heard about it on The Restaurant Guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's The Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis, and our guest today is Jackie Naylor. Jackie is a jazz musician who we fell in love with many years ago and who we've taken to a holiday tradition of every New Year's Eve. We produce a concert with Jackie right at the Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, right next to the restaurants.
Hey, Jackie. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Jackie, you're all over the world. You have a new album out. Yet again, this is your, what, seventh album or sixth?
I know. We're insane. We just keep making them no matter what.
Well, people keep buying them, so you keep making them. Well, This is number seven or number six?
This is number seven if we count Smash for the Holidays, which I do.
Which is a holiday album, of course. Now,
Jackie, I want you to know when I heard your album, I realized I don't know Jack.
I have to say the name, I love the name of your new album. Jackie Naylor. Jackie is spelled, your parents had a sense of humor. It's J-A-C-Q-U-I. And the title of your most recent album is You Don't Know Jack, J-A-C-Q-U. J-A-C-Q?
Right.
J-A-C-Q.
Yeah.
But I do know Jack,
right.
Don't I?
But I do know Jack.
Yes, Art has taken a liking. Art, my, of course, pianist, musical director, has taken a liking to when he gives albums, when he gives You Don't Know Jack to people that he does know, he crosses out the N and the T, so it says, you do know Jack.
So now talk to us about this new album. You've received a lot of press in all the national publications that write about jazz, about your unique singing style and about your smashing, which is where you take a contemporary tune and sing it sort of over and intertwined with maybe a classic jazz tune. And that was Smash for the Holidays, was your holiday album. What's You Don't Know Jack about? I mean, I've heard the album, of course, but how would you describe You Don't Know Jack?
Yeah, well, you know, the great thing about You Don't Know Jack is it's really all about community, this album. The band had a lot more involvement in rearranging a lot of the tunes and in arranging the new songs. Many of the songs on You Don't Know Jack are actually the most requested tunes that we get from all of our other CDs. So in a way, it's a best-of album, but in a lot of ways, it's not, because we've revisited the songs and totally redid them, re-recorded them, rearranged them. So people that maybe don't know me will have an introduction to me and those other six albums, and the people that already know me will get a special treat because they sort of get their songs that they've loved rearranged. And I feel like it's a fun album to come to you guys with. Actually, I was doing a newspaper interview in your neck of the woods yesterday, and we talked about that, you know, that I think you guys really represent with your restaurant, you know, this idea of community and bringing people and good food together in a very sort of non-pretentious way, and that's what I try and do with my music. And so I feel like that's what's sort of special about the CD in that way, is that it's really a coming together of people's choosings of what they like and also of the band having a lot more involvement.
Well, you know, one of the things I have always enjoyed about your music, you can listen to prior shows with Jackie, and you can hear how we met. But we met in Spain years ago, and you were giving a small private concert, and I was fortunate enough to be invited, and that's sort of how I came to know your music, and then we came to know each other in producing these concerts. But in the many times that I've seen you, you know, your music is always different. I mean, you're truly a jazz musician in that, you know, you respond to the crowd, you play with the crowd, your band plays with the crowd, and it's never exactly the same, you know. So to hear some of these songs again rearranged and remastered, it's, you know, but that's what jazz is all about. It's a living thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I feel like, too, you know, of course we've got some bonus tracks on there. So there's some new songs like How Deep Is Your Love and some new ones that we wrote. But you're absolutely right, and I think that idea of, you know, you asked me earlier, and I didn't really answer about acoustic smashing, and you know, I think that is a way also of sort of keeping it fresh, you know, revisiting these sort of classic rock tunes or very often sung jazz tunes, and putting them together kind of creates something new, so that. You know, I always tell people, hey, don't ask me to sing My Funny Valentine. You go out and get it from Ella Fitzgerald or anybody else that we can all, you know, look to, the heroes, for a great rendition. But since we're doing something different, you know, we put it with Back in Black. So, you
it
know,
is, it does
it's
make
kind
it a little
idea.
Different.
Okay, now I'll sing it. Now I have something to say. You know, if I can say something different each time, then it's worth saying.
So when you sing that over Back in Black, you know, that sounds like a recipe for, you know, when someone says something like that, you think, all right, well, that's either
terrible.
It's either going to be brilliant or it's going to be a disaster. And most of the music writers who write about your take on acoustic smashing, which is what you call it, say, you know, this is a recipe for disaster, but it comes out beautifully, you know, and that's I guess that's what they call taking a chance in music and art.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and I think they're right. It could be a disaster. And believe me, we come up with many that are terrible ideas, but we laugh about them and we move on and we don't do them.
Well, it's kind of like a great dish in a restaurant. You know, you may have two great ingredients that, and sometimes they work well together and they make something even better, and sometimes they make something a little worse.
Is there a particular acoustic smash that you attempted that was ridiculous and you decided to abandon the project that comes to mind?
Oh, I think I've mentioned this one to you before. Fly Me to the Moon and I Will Survive.
Actually, you should never do...
Terrible.
You should never acoustic smash two songs that, when put together, form a sentence. You know, Fly Me to the Moon and I Will Survive. You know,
And I Will Survive, right.
I think you should do...
Very funny, I'm going to steal that.
I think you should do Fly Me to the Moon to the Rocky theme.
Exactly. Fly Me to the Moon and Major Tom.
I think that would
be a nice thing.
I'll tell you, Jackie, one of the great things of going to a show of yours where someone hasn't seen you before, and again, smashing is only part of what you do, you know, seeing some standards and some of your own music, and I think it's a great compilation of things. But where you'll be singing one of the standards and with the background music of some other song, and the expression on people's faces when they figure out what the other song is.
You're like, oh, I know what that is. Did you hear that?
That's Stairway to Heaven.
Or sometimes they don't figure it out and they send me an email the next day and say, what was that?
Well, hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Actually, you know, Jackie, would you mind, one of my favorite songs that is not necessarily a holiday song, but is on You Don't Know Jack, is Celebrate Early and Often, and I think that's kind of appropriate to the season. So can we play a little bit of that for our listeners?
Oh, please do. It's really, really one of my absolute favorite songs.
All right, well, here's the deal. We're gonna hear Jackie Naylor sing Celebrate Early and Often. If you would like to see Jackie Naylor, she's going to be on New Year's Eve at the Restaurant Guys concert at the Crossroads Theater right next to our restaurants. You don't need to necessarily come to dinner to go to the concert. The tickets are $79, and I'll tell you what. If you email us at francis@restaurantguysradio.com or mark@restaurantguysradio.com and tell us you would like to see Jackie Naylor on New Year's Eve. We'll pick a couple of lucky folks and we'll give you some tickets to the concert. So for now,
because we're like that,
off her new album, You Don't Know Jack, let's listen to Celebrate Early and Often by Jackie Naylor.
¶¶ time to celebrate with friends the ups and downs and all arounds of life. Celebrate early, oh yes, and often, 'cause time is wasting for champagne, for time to laugh, kick off your shoes and dance, 'cause it takes one heart to dream. But it takes two hands to hold. So when dreams come true, oh, and they do, well, I want to dance with you.
Jackie Naylor, I must say, you know, broke my heart one more time. One more time, you break my heart all the time. It was beautiful, Jackie.
Your heart must be, by the way, every time Jackie's on the show and every time you listen to her, she breaks your heart. Your heart must be in a million pieces by now.
So now you,
we'll pick it back up. Don't worry.
I understand there's a video for that.
There is. I just got that, actually. We have a nice live version of that and a video, and I'll send that to you. People can see it on your site or, of course, on mine.
Great. RestaurantGuysRadio.com. We'll have Celebrate Early and Often the video.
I've got a couple of other clips up there, and I have the other video on there as well. So
Shelter is, I will tell you, Jackie, he is a fan of Celebrate Early and Often. Shelter is the one that just, I just think that's one of the most incredible songs I've ever heard.
So check it all out.
I'll make sure we sing it for you.
Thank you.
Check it all out. Now you do a lot of traveling. You know, I know that you were just recently at the Blue Note in New York, where I've seen you before. But you're, in addition to New Brunswick, which is of course the center of all things jazz, you've been appearing through the season in San Diego, in Germany. You've been appearing a lot in Spain. You have a big following abroad. I met you actually in Spain for the first time. You have a big following abroad?
You know, I'd have to say that it continues to grow. I mean, every time we go back to Europe, usually we go two or three times a year, we pick up another country to go to and also kind of to tour in. And so that's been great. I mean, I think Germany, you know, Spain we've been going to ever since I met you, which is wonderful, and we continue to add new cities every time we go back. And this year we got to play in London at Ronnie Scott's, which was a tremendous honor. Such a beautiful club. So we picked up that. Also in Blue Note in Milan this past year, so that was great. And then Germany, this will be our third trip to Germany. And again, I think we've added three more cities. So it just sort of grows that way. And I love it. I love going over to Europe, that's for sure. And there's still a lot of places I haven't seen, so it's great for me. I get to do what I love, and I get to see new places and meet wonderful people.
Well, you can come, and I can't wait for you to come and hang out with us again at the Restaurant Guys. We'll have dinner, hopefully, afterwards at one of the restaurants with you and the band.
Well, and also remember there's a Gold Circle package where you can go to the concert, have dinner in one of the restaurants, stay in the hotel across the street, and have brunch with Jackie the next day. And what could be better than that?
And
I'm going to do all those things. It's going
to
be great.
Well, and I hate to sound like an infomercial a little bit, but you got to understand how this worked out. It's that we fell in love with Jackie, and then we had decided to have her on the show, and then we decided to produce a concert. And so it's really just this is what we're doing. But we did get a couple of partners on board. So the rate at the hotel, if you just want to crash at the hotel, is really tremendous. The Heldrich Hotel across the street, they're helping to sponsor the concert. And also Moet.
It's a beautiful hotel.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? And it's literally across the street from the theaters and the restaurants.
Really, it's perfect for champagne drinking and lots of eating and moseying across the street.
Well, and speaking of which, we have the concert is being sponsored by Moet and Chandon Champagnes. They're providing a champagne intermission as well as helping us out with the show. So it's sort of a real Dom Perignon evening, and it's kind of an affordable luxury in some trying times. You need to ring in the new year, and let's all hope that 09 is better than 08, shall we?
Gee, did anybody... I don't think it can really get any worse. So I think it's got to get better.
I think you have. I think, but in order for it to be better, you need to start it off right, and the way to do that is to hear Jackie Naylor next to the restaurants. Jackie, thanks for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you on New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
See you soon, Jack.
So check out the details, restaurantguysradio.com, stageleft.com, or catherinelombardi.com. And if you can get to the concert, by all means do. And if not, pick up some of Jackie's albums. They're awesome, especially the Smash for the Holidays, the holiday album, and the new album, You Don't Know Jack. I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascoe.
We are the Restaurant Guys on WCTCAM.com and restaurantguysradio.com.
Wish it turn into kisses. So jump and sing, show off that ring and dance. Reach for the sky and taste the sun. I'll hold you high and watch you run. 'Cause when dreams come true, oh, and they do. I want to dance.